This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Yesterday, I started chatting with you about how I noticed that a way I treated myself was going to keep me from the next level life that I want. And so I started to go down the rabbit hole, which I consider an endless place to look, which our self-discovery is. And I spent time looking at what is underneath, or what are the roots of the way I treat myself when it ends up to be creating a result that's not what I want. So how can you, the goal is that you get to come to terms with how to get a win-win, how to treat yourself in that case, treat myself in that case, and still go towards the health and fitness goals that I have. Today, I am going to start going down a list of things that don't seem like they would be connected to indulgence or treats, but they are. And the first one is our pal, procrastination. When you overindulge in treats, whether it's excessive leisure or binge-watching TV or unnecessary purchasing or overeating a treat in an unhealthy way, that can lead to procrastination. You're postponing important tasks or neglecting responsibilities in favor of some immediate pleasures. And I'm talking about when you overdo things, when you overindulge. I know some people who overindulge in work to procrastinate in parts of their personal life that aren't going well. Isn't it crazy how everything is connected to everything? How a treat can become a way to procrastinate, or how overwork can become a way to procrastinate. It's so interesting. That's why I dig in and I work on giving you all different vantage points to look at what's going on in your life that you want to shift. Who knows what thing will do the final shift for you? But today I want you to take an audit, as we often do in this community. I want you to look at ways you treat yourself, and what if those treats become more than a little treat. If you're watching a show to take a break, becomes 4 hours of TV watching. If you're feeling like you deserve to not do your work for some reason, or not to take your next step, and you're going to treat yourself to someone or something, or overindulge in something else. What is going on there? Take a look at it, take notes on it, and we can go deeper in there and shake some things loose for you. If you are someone who says you're a procrastinator, and that is a lot of people in this community, this is a great time for you to look at how you are procrastinating and what other things might be getting in the way. And then we can see what rules or beliefs are tied up in those things so that they can be released. Have a beautiful day.